So it's amazing the way the Lord, and I always think the Lord doesn't do it by himself, puts David also in charge of this. We've been talking about doing these presentations, these talks for quite a while. Dave, every coordinators meeting sort of presses, who's going to do it, who's going to be first, and when are we going to get started, and all this kind of stuff. And so I finally said, yes, I will go ahead and do it. And we're going to talk about praise and worship, and it happens to fall on the Sunday of Palm Sunday, right? And the Lord is walking into Jerusalem, and, you know, we read in the Gospel of Palm Sunday today in Luke chapter 19, verses 36 through 38. As he moved off, people spread their cloaks on the ground, and now as he was approaching the downward slope of Mount Olives, while the whole group of disciples joyfully began to praise God at the top of their voices for all the miracles they had seen, as we just heard, they cried out, "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens." Nothing is by accident, right? That we are doing this today. Our covenant says quite clearly, in order to respond to what God is doing among us, and in order to be a people he is calling us to be, we desire, and there's several points, but one of those points is to praise and worship him always. And so we're going to talk about that today, share a little bit about why we are called to praise and worship, and how that exhibits itself in my life, in our family's life. And hopefully that serves as inspiration to you to also want to be praising and worshiping more. You know, when we talk about praise and worship, we use these terms often. But when we talk about praising, we're really talking about telling God and others how wonderful he is. And when we talk about worshiping, we talk about the act of magnifying God and expressing reverence and adoration towards God for all that he is. Let me share with you all Psalm 150. It says the final chorus of praise. Alleluia. Praise God in the temple on earth. Praise him in his temple in heaven. Praise him for his mighty achievements. Praise him for his transcendent greatness. Praise him with blasts of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with drums and dancing. Praise him with strings and reeds. Praise him with clashing cymbals. This next one's important. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise Yahweh. Alleluia. We come together here, we sing. Some of us sing better than others, but if you don't sing well, it's okay. You can be the clanging cymbal. The Lord said it's okay. Continue to praise. We've got great singers here, great voices. Some of us were not blessed with that, but we still are called to praise day in and day out. And how do we do that? We do it through music, as you saw here, right? We sing songs together that sort of highlight and praise God. We also use the gifts of the Spirit, specifically praying in tongues, by praising God using his words. We know that St. Augustine said that he who sings prays twice. And so we need to continue to sing. I am very blessed. My Latino culture has music around me all the time. And it is one of the things that lifts my spirit. I have music playing at work all the time when I'm in the car. I need to work on the quietness and the reflection, but music is something that is around me all the time. When we look up, you know, what is the purpose of having a prayer meeting, right? There's only two things we do when we come to prayer meeting. One, first and foremost, is to praise and worship and honor God. And the second is to build up the body of Christ, his brothers and sisters. That is what we do. And when we're praising together and we're worshiping together, that is how we build that body, right? There are tons of benefits of doing praise and worship. And I'm not going to read you all of them because you know most of these. But there are a couple that I do want to highlight. The first benefit of praise and worship is that it invites the presence of God. We know God is around all the time, but when we are singing, when we are praising God, we are bringing him in a very special way in our midst, right? We are feeling him even closer to us. And in the world that we're living in right now, that's important. Praise and worship satisfies our soul. Right? You can feel yourself being uplifted. You can feel your mind and your spirit rise and raise up when you are praising and worshiping our Lord. Praise and worship brings joy. It just makes you happy. Quite simple. It draws us closer to God, and it also helps to strengthen our faith. So how do we go about praise and worship? You know, what, if anything, is there a formula or anything that we need to do to make this happen? First and foremost, we need to declare who God is. And we see in Psalm 66, verses 1 through 4, it says, "Acclaim God, all the earth. Play music to the glory of his name. Glorify him with your praises. Say to God, what dread you inspire. Your achievements are the measure of your power. Your enemies cringe in your presence. All the earth bows down to you, playing music for you, playing in honor of your name." So declare who God is. Second, recount what God has done. And he has done much for us. Continuing on in Psalm 66, we see in verses 5 through 8, and 16 through 20, it says, "Come and see what marvels God has done. So much to be feared for his deeds among mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. Come and listen, all you who fear God, while I tell you what he has done for me. When I uttered my cry to him, and high praise was on my tongue." So after we've declared who he is and recounted what God has done, we need to remember his promise to us. And we have a special promise, as you heard today in some of the testimonies, that we are God's delight, right? That he has called us specifically to be a part of this community. And if we're to do that and to be his delight, then we need to be able to show that delight. And we would do that very visibly through our praise and worship. And then we need to lift our voice and our hands. St. Teresa of Avila, in her writings on the interior castle, speaks of jubilation. She says that it is a deep union of the faculties where all the soul's activities are directed to this type of praise. We're very blessed to live now in a time where we have plenty of radio stations that are playing praise and worship music all the time. You can download stuff. You can listen to it. One of the ones that really sort of speaks to me is a song by Michael W. Smith. It's called "The Heart of Worship." And the refrain says, "I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus." Right? And so I think the simplicity of praise and worship is that we are really just trying to be before God and to make sure that God is in its right place. The men's group that I meet with on Friday mornings, a couple months back, we read one of Scott Hahn's latest books. He has so many, I don't know if it's the latest one or not, but it was called "It Is Right and Just." And there's a lot that it talks about, but the main premise is that when there is order in the world, when there's order in your life, there is justice, right? And our correct order, so that there is justice in our lives and in our world, is to put God first in everything. And when we do that through praise and worship, we are honoring him. We're saying, "You are God. You are what matters most to us." So that is how we create this order. That is how we create justice. Wanted to read you one more thing. St. John of the Cross in The Living Flame of Love speaks about that living in close union with God, which the Holy Spirit leads us to, a soul always walks in festivity, inwardly and outwardly, and it frequently bears on the spiritual tongue a new song of great jubilation in God. A song always new, unfolded in a gladness and love arising from the knowledge that the soul has to be its happy state. He also teaches that the life of joy and praise is normative for souls in close union with God, saying, there is no need to be amazed that the soul so frequently walks amid joy, jubilance, fruition, and praise of God. We are suited best when we are exercising praises and worshiping our Lord. As I said, we are called God's delight. We are called to demonstrate that through our praises, through our worship, through song, through the exercise of the gifts of the Spirit. There are two songs that I would say always sort of really touch me. One is Lion of Judah by Ted Sandquist. We used to play it here a lot before. There is not an occasion that I have not listened to Lion of Judah that I do not feel like I am being transported out of my body. It is just something that when I hear that song, you know, that is talking about Lion of Judah on the throne, shout your name so that it be known, right? That you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And again, just saying it now out loud, it just sort of, you know, makes me feel differently about it. But it is so important to do that, to find something, whatever your song is, whatever it is that you utilize to bring you into a spirit of praise and worship, you need to help to find that. When we were talking about these talks with the coordinators, I shared with them back when we were doing, when I was back in high school in young adults ministry, and we were doing the trips to Colorado and to Steubenville, long, long trips. There was one song that I would play over, it was cassette back then, we didn't have CDs or anything, over and over and over and over again. And that was The Trumpet of Jesus by the Imperials. We don't have a horn section. If we did, I would ask them to play it. But The Trumpet of Jesus is just, has always been one of my favorite songs. It just lifts my spirit. It makes me happy anytime I hear it. And so I'm teaching my kids to listen to some of this music and everything. Fiona's great about putting it on in the car all the time, having it on in the house, because we want our home to resemble a place of praise and worship. And we want to be able to model that for our kids. We want to model that for people that come to visit us at our home. And so I just exhort all of you to find what it is that you do that calls on you, that sort of moves you each day to praise and worship our Lord, so that we can have the right order and we can bring justice. Thank you.